Hi, I'm Calvin Harris.
Hi, we're Little Mix.
Hey, this is Rita Ora, and this is
Katy Perry.
The Hits Radio. Ooh,
yeah. All the hits. This is
The Hits Radio.
Sunday night is The Hits Radio. Special guest tonight is Rita Ora.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
All right?
How are you?
Good, thank you. All good. Hey, congratulations. I Will Never Let You Down. Number one on the Vodafone Big Top 40.
Oh, isn't that crazy? I'm so happy. I mean, every time somebody said it to me, congratulations, I'm like, for what? Because I'm constantly like on the go trying to promote it that I haven't actually sat back and said, wow. Uh-huh. So thank you everybody who bought the single and supported me. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
No big deal. It's amazing. Also, good celebration with the photo, the sort of semi-naked celebration photo with the number one on the back. Yeah.
Oh, by the fireplace.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got a question for you, though. Hard to draw a number one on your own back.
Yeah, no, I didn't do it. My girlfriend did it for me. And I said, can you take a picture? It'll be pretty cool if I had a number one on my back. No one's done it before, so it was nice. And it was drawn on with my lipstick.
All right, fair play. Yeah. Good to know. Did you know it was going to be a big track straight away? Like, did you have a little subtle feeling this was going to be big? Because it sounds huge, doesn't it?
Thank you. In my mind, I knew that nothing made me feel like that. I recorded songs previous to this, and I just said to myself, this one makes me feel different. After I recorded it and I listened back to it, it was a feeling I didn't get from anything else, and I said, this is the one.
Good vibes. It's a good festival, flip-flops, beer in the hand track, isn't it? That's big. Is that the only track that you and Calvin have worked on for the album, or is there more?
No, actually, there's four tracks that he's worked on with me on this album. Yeah,
cool.
But they're not all going to be singles, but they all are single-worthy. They're amazing, and it really did shape the album out for me, and it opened my eyes to kind of knowing what I like and don't like.
Uh-huh.
You know, it made me kind of more sure of myself, which was really nice.
I met Calvin once, right? Slightly, didn't go that well for me. It's a slightly embarrassing story. I met him, I was hosting a night, and he was at the bar, and I said hello, because obviously it's Calvin Harris. and we had a nice chat for a bit. But I was obviously a little bit nervous, and I had a beer bottle in my hand, and I was kind of playing with the bottle in my finger, and we were kind of getting on quite well, had a good chat, and he was like, do you want another drink? And I was like, yeah, let's chat with Calvin Harris. But I'd so nervous, I got my finger stuck in the bottle, and...
in the beer bottle.
In the beer bottle, and I had it behind my hand, and I was chatting to Calvin Harris, being like, yeah, you're getting on well.
The whole time?
Yeah, and then I had to go to the toilet subtly. I was like, I'll be 2 seconds. I was in the toilet for about 20 minutes trying to pull the bottle off, and then he'd left by the time I got back. So he thinks I'm rude, but I'm
not.
No,
he probably thought you were taking a massive dump.
Yeah, probably. You just
see. Yeah, I mean, no, honestly, it's hilarious. What, did your finger lose, like,
blood?
When
it swelled up, yeah, it was a problem.
No,
I'm
so sorry.
On that note, let's get some music.
Yes,
and
please.
More Rita Ora after Jim DeMont and Jax Jones. I Got You.
Let's go!
The Hits Radio.
And this is The Hits Radio. Beyoncé, Drunk in Love. Rita Ora is on tonight's show. Hi.
Hello.
Do you have kind of like a Sasha Fear Beyoncé vibe? Like, are you sometimes...
I mean, she definitely
step up on stage, or...
I think we all as musicians look up to Beyoncé just for her determination and how she just turns it on, like just how well she does what she does, you know?
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I have a bit of a Beyoncé inspired
another Rita Ora that comes out, because the video to I Will Never Let You Down, it's quite sassy, isn't it?
Thank you.
There's a strut, you get your strut on.
Thank you. No, it's all about kind of just believing yourself, you know. You have to always believe what you're doing 100% and commit to it. You can never go half-hearted. I think I learned that from Beyoncé. You can tell that everything she's done, she's just committed 100%.
Now, obviously, you're really busy. 50 Shades of Grey. Tell us about that as well. What was the day like filming that?
Oh, that was amazing. I wish it took a day, but it didn't. It took about a few weeks. It was great. I went to Vancouver, Canada, and I did my scenes, and it was, honestly, it was very nerve-wracking in the beginning because I've never been on such a kind of actual movie set where I had lines. You know, when I did Fast and Furious, it was just three words, and it was really quick, one-night film. But this one, it was like, you know, you got to really commit to it, you know, learn your lines, learn the accent, learn the character, reread the book, so you know the background of the character. It's all about kind of knowing what you're doing, and that was amazing for me to kind of get back into discipline mode, you know, and being on set and everybody being so nice. They honestly make you feel at home. It was an amazing experience. Like, I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Could you give us like a little trailer, you know, like as if we're doing like a radio trailer? Sell it to me. What's the film like?
I don't think it needs selling. If you haven't read 50 Shades of Grey,
see, I've not read it.
Where have you been?
Yeah, this is true.
Dot, dot, dot. Out, 2015 Valentine's Day.
It's when you see like a mum read it on the tube, and then it gets all awkward, doesn't it? Also, lots of people listening to the hits at the minute are working very hard as well. Revising, it's revision time at the minute, right? When you're trying to work hard, do you get distracted easily? Do you ever?
I do.
Yeah,
I'm one of those that get distracted easily. I have to turn my phone off and make sure I listen to, like, I don't know, concentrating music in my headphones.
What were you like at school?
Terrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't the kid that had a long attention span.
Okay, that's good to know. Any advice though, if you get stuck, what should you do?
I mean, just have a break, go have a glass of water, I think. Go outside, have a little chit-chat, and then come back.
Okay, and then refocus. Good stuff. And would you do the honour of introducing your new track on the Hits Radio, Rita Ora?
I would love to. Hey, I'm Rita. Thank you so much for everybody who's listened and bought this record. It's out now. Please turn it up. This is I Will Never Let You Down.
All the hits.
Oh, yeah.
Live here.
You are listening.
You're listening to The Hits Radio.